Well, good morning, everyone. I have had the best week preparing this sermon. I am overflowing with joy. I've been feeling like I'm about to burst, and I am so excited to share it with all of you this morning. As you can see, I titled it A Bright New Year, and I thought about that after I told Cheryl. I should have called it A Brighter New Year. Because I spent time in the Word, and I found His light, and I'm excited to share it with all of you. So, if I get rolling pretty fast, I'm just excited. So, bear with me. I was going to start, well, the verse I had Cheryl put in the scription, or in the bulletin, for I am confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful verse, and I'll be coming back to that later. But I'm going to start in Proverbs 4. Read here from verse 10 to 27. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. When you run, you will not stumble. Take hold my instruction. Do not let her go. Guard her. She is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it, and turn away from it. Pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of the wickedness and drink the wine of the violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Well, I'm just going to stop there for a second. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter until the full day. We were born into a new life, and what happened? We were credited with righteousness. We are now on the path of the righteous. And how does the song or the proverb here describe the path of the righteous? It's like the light has dawned. We've got the righteousness, and we're headed towards the full day. I'm going to turn to Revelations 21, and we'll. Verse 22. I saw an old temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of the Lord has illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb of God. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of earth will bring their glory into it. In the daytime, for there will be no nighttime, its gates will never be closed. So in Proverbs, we heard about the journey that we were on. The light dawned. And this is a journey. It's not, that doesn't include sunsets. It doesn't include darkness. We started with a dawn, and we're headed towards a perfect day, towards the sun, when the sun reaches its fullness. And what did we just read in Revelations there? When's the full day? We're going to heaven. That's the path we're on. The light has dawned, and we're going up. And we can see it. I'm going to go back to Proverbs 4 here. The path of righteousness is the light of dawn. The sun shines brighter until the full day. So we're here on earth, and as I was thinking about this, the things of this earth, the things we value on this earth, are all subject to decay. We can build bright, brand new things, but eventually time takes its toll. You can go buy a brand new pickup, and in 20 years, You got to decide if it's even worth fixing. It's going to fall apart. But there's something in our life that is not subject to decay at all. The light has dawned, and we're on the exact opposite trajectory from the things of this earth, where the sun has rose and is going to go brighter until it's perfect. God, he began a good work in you and will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. So I thought about that. When I gave that verse to Cheryl, and I was talking to her on the phone, it was Tuesday, we were talking, and I mentioned it, you know, oh, it's cold, bad, whatever. Got kind of down in my work and wasn't enjoying it. And she talked about, yeah, but when the sun came out, oh, I loved that. In the middle of the day, it made me feel warm. And it made me think, I was fixing fence during that, and I can remember now, I could wear light gloves because the sun was out. And I had missed it because I was concerned with my work in the world. But Cheryl pointed it out, that there is a bright sun shining. And that's the point. We have that sun here on earth as an example, but we have a light on our spirit that grows brighter and brighter as the day moves on. In Isaiah 60, verse 1 through 3, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and the deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear on you. The nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. So, yes, the world has darkness. We can get let off. And as we're here, it's the second day of the new year. This is a time we kind of take stock of our earthly things. We are closing out last year, you know, financially, the calendar, and we're starting a new year, and we're making plans, thinking about things to come. But are we taking stock in the light? We can get drawn down in the darkness of the world. It's not hard to look around and get discouraged. But also, when you have blessings like Cheryl to point out, there's a sunlight. We don't need to be discouraged. Colossians 2, I'm going to keep jumping around here. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Therefore you have received Jesus Christ, so walk with him. Having been firmly rooted, now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. So, if we look at that light, and that light is to be growing, you know, I love the song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. This world's not our home. We're wandering through it like pilgrims. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. It's beautiful. We've been deeply, firmly rooted, as it says here in Colossians. And the things of this world, peril, we can get caught up fixing fence and miss the sunlight. But when you look to the sunlight, you can see overflowing gratitude, overflowing joy, overflowing hope. Another example I have in my life was my Grandpa Stanley. He lived on the farm. My folks lived down the road, but I spent a lot of time there on the farm. My grandpa lived there, and I spent a lot of time with him. And he was always a joyful man, but he got cancer in the last years of his life. And it was a progression of his body, of the things of this earth, downward. They took an eye out because it had cancer. You know, he couldn't, he lost his freedom. He wasn't mobile. You know, he lost his relevance. At one time, the farm didn't exist without Stanley, and now the farm carried on without him there, like nothing, you know, relevance, health, all these things. But I watched him as his body was sliding that way, as his life was sliding down, I watched his joy increasing. You'd walk into his house, and when he couldn't sing, he'd whistle hymns. And when he couldn't whistle, he'd sing hymns. Pastor Dan would come, and they'd spend hours over there, and you'd come in, and all you'd hear is laughter and joy. And it was a brightness. He had uncoupled his joy from this earth, from things of this earth. It didn't matter. He was on a path, and he was on a path towards the perfect light. And nothing you could take away, nothing... You couldn't rob him of it. And I got to watch that as a young man. I was in high school. And now, looking back, and when I look into the scripture, I can see what it was. It's blatantly clear. In Jeremiah 29, we have God gave a message to Jeremiah to give to some of the Israelites. And we see a lot of how God functions in this, I feel. I'm going to start here at verse 4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives, become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, multiply there, and do not decrease. Seek welfare in the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord on its behalf for its welfare. Pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. So, there we have the Lord talking to the Israelites who have exiled, but it's a common thread that we see with the Lord. Be fruitful and multiply. Go ahead, live your life. Pray for good things. But he's going to I'm going to skip down to verse 10 here. For thus says the Lord... Nope, that's not where I wanted to go. 11. Sorry. For I know... This is the Lord speaking. For I know the plans I have made for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I will restore your fortunes, gather you from all the nations and from the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the places where I sent you into exile. All right, so what's the Lord saying? Seek me, and you will find me. And then also he's saying in there, and I'm going to keep my promises. He hasn't promised us that he's going to, on this earth, return our fortune, return us back to the place where we came from, so to speak. But he promised the Israelites that. But he's affirming that he's going to keep his promises. And for us, the promise is he has prepared a better place, but it's not on this earth. It's in heaven. Seek me and you will find me. He's not going to hide himself from us. And like in Proverbs 4, walk, I'll just turn to it. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. When you run, you will not stumble. When you're seeking the Lord, he will let you find him. He's going to reveal himself to you. And he is the light, as we look in Revelation. So that light, as we head down that path, as we head towards him, that light is going to increase and grow brighter and brighter and brighter. Where was I going to go? Let's turn to Matthew 6. And we can look at some things that Jesus said on this matter. And I'll find it here. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to your life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But God so clothes the grasses of the field, which are alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace. Will he not much more clothe you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink? What will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom, or his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So, the Father will care for us. He will provide for us. I can't tell you that this year we're not going to run into trouble, that we can prosper here on earth. I don't know which way it's going to go. But I do know we don't have to worry about it, because that's not where our hope is. Like my Grandpa Stan, we are unhooked from that. We can have a brighter tomorrow in our soul no matter what happens here on this earth. Who by worrying can add a single hour to their life, it says here. Nobody can. So why worry? God's in control. We have a bright future. And that kind of links in with James. I go to that a lot. James 1, 5 and, nope, 2 through 5. Consider it all to joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let the endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. This becomes more and more clear to me. Consider it all to joy for various trials, because it produces... Well, that doesn't sound necessarily pleasant or nice, or that sounds something rather difficult to do. But if we look at ourselves on this journey from the sunrise to the perfect sun, the trials are something we have to go through. They're not where we're going. But as we're going through that, we can mark our progression along the path. And the light is growing brighter. So consider it all to joy. As we go through these trials, that sun is coming up higher yet. And that's the joy. That's what we're doing. So I think thinking about that in that context of consider it all to joy for the various trials, we can see these trials as as you know, we take time and take stock of the new year, the old, and then end of the old year and the beginning of the new year. But we can take stock along our path towards Christ. And we go through that trial, and the sun has become brighter. Consider it all to joy. Be overwhelmed with it. As I was thinking about this all week, I was sitting in the tractor cab. I'm like, this cab ain't going to contain me. I'm gonna blow right out of here. Because the joy is there. The sun, the light is there, coming from the Father. Proverbs 16, I was all over the Bible. And you can see, when you look for the light, like, you find it. Like he talked about in Jeremiah 29, search for me and I'll be found. It's here. It's in the Word. It's not hidden. And if you want more, I've got a whole list of scriptures I had to ask, but if you would like to see them, I'd be a bit more than happy to share them with you later. But Proverbs 16 here, 1-9. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. For everyone who is proud in his heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished, but by loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for. By the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than a great income with injustice. And that's another, that last verse there, that's another one that I've thought about as he's throwing on the scale things that are might be kind of similar. Better is a little with righteousness than a great income with injustice. But the more I look at that and the more I see that light growing, that scale is completely lopsided. That's almost not even comparable. The things of this earth don't matter. They're subject to decline. But the path of the righteousness is subject to increase. So, of course, better with a little than a great income. The righteousness is what matters. Let's see. I've got a couple more verses here to share with you. First John, 1:5-7, and this is this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, we can choose. It's a choice. We can not notice the light. Like Cheryl had to point it out to me on Tuesday. But it was there. But that's where we are to walk. Don't worry about things of this earth. Don't hinge your joy on it. We can have, no matter how we look at what our predictions are for the trajectory of things on earth here going into the next year, we can have a assured prediction of where our spiritual life can be going in the next year, and it's going to be better. We're subject to increase. And my mom texted me this New Year's Eve, but Malachi 4:2 is kind of what I'm going to wrap up with here. Let's But you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. So when we are in the light, when we fear his name, the Sun of Righteousness, that sun that dawned when we started a new life, will heal us from, and we, I imagine all of us here have seen calves turned out from confinement. And that's how I feel right now. Run and jump for joy. They have no worries. It's just fun. It's beautiful. I could see, and that's what I saw in my grandpa Stan too. And that's where we're going in this new year. Be filled with the joy. Be filled with the light. Take time and see the path we're on. The sun dawned, but it's brighter and it's brighter and it's brighter, and we're headed toward the perfect day. And that joy, that's what it's talking about. What that will impart on you is going to be like those calves. The joy, the energy. That's another thing I kind of skipped over here. On Earth, we can trace all the energy in living things from the sun, right? Ultimately, the food you eat, the grass that grows, we can trace all that energy back to the sun. Our soul's the same way. It's solar powered from the light of the Lord. And the energy that he'll impose when you're basking in that light, and as that light increases, you're going to be like those calves turned out of the barn. Running, jumping for joy. It doesn't matter what's happening. It's a beautiful thing. So, like Paul told the church in Philippians, and I'm going to say it to all of you, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it. It's going to increase until the day of Jesus Christ. I love you all. Thanks for listening.